Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Trivial Warfare. We are the podcast that takes the pub quiz out of the pub and brings it home to you. My name is Jonathan, and I am here with Chris and Chris. Mr. Hollister and Mr. Eve, the two winners of their first round listener tournament matchup. Gentlemen, how are you today?
It is the Battle of the Chrises that's about to commence, everybody.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah, I guess I'm doing pretty well. I didn't answer your question. Sorry about that. I know that's probably a shock to you.
Well, yeah, you're not answering my question?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah. No, not really. All right, before we get started, we had some sad news. And Chris, I wanted to give you a chance to share with the listeners. We talked a couple of episodes ago about your mother and getting diagnosed with cancer. She passed away a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, my mom, for everybody, Linda Hollister was her name, passed away on February 2nd to pancreatic cancer. Just to let everybody know, she was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer not more than 3 weeks prior. And Jonathan, I know you have a similar story with your dad where he was diagnosed and unfortunately passed away way too quick after his diagnosis. And unfortunately, I felt that with my mom. As Jonathan mentioned in the Facebook site when she did pass away, she loved this show. She loved the fact that we were doing it. She was always asking how you were doing, Jonathan, and how the show was going, even when she was in the hospital. And I miss her. It's been tough, but the thing I wanted to say, and the reason I asked to talk about it for a few minutes, I just want to say thank you to everybody from the Facebook site. I've gotten some really lovely, wonderful message from the Warheads, just supporting me and just letting me, people giving condolences and what have you, and just my family and I really, really appreciate it, especially me. It's meant a lot that this tiny community, it's not really so tiny anymore, it's actually becoming quite a bit of a village, is just really been very supportive and wonderful, and for that I'm very grateful. So to all the Warheads out there, thank you very, very much. I really appreciate it. And this episode I'm dedicating to my mom. Win or lose, I know she'll be proud of me. So Chris, let's just make this a great episode, shall we?
Sounds good. Sorry to hear about your mom, Chris.
Thanks, I appreciate that, man.
Okay, so it's hard to transition from that into having fun, but
I want to have fun, dang it, so let's do this.
So we're going to go ahead and do that. Because I knew you would want to have fun, I picked what I think might be the funnest Warm It Up Chris question we've ever had.
All right, and see, and before we started recording, Jonathan threw out the gauntlet, Chris, saying that if the pair of Chris's cannot beat the other people that are about to record, then we just might as well hide our heads in the sand.
That's because this is Warm It Up Chris's.
Mm-hmm.
It's Warm It Up Chris's. Warm It Up Chris! I'm about to
warm it up Chris! That's what I was born to do. Yeah, but two Chris's are better than one.
Should be.
Shazam.
So let's see how good you are. Here's what we're going to be doing. I've got a list of girls' names. Some of them are names that Dr. Cox called JD on Scrubs. And some of them are not. I need you to tell me which are which.
Oh, this is so, so good. I love the TV show Scrubs. It's one of my favorite comedies of all time. It's up there with MASH and a few others for me. So this is going to be great. Chris, did you ever watch Scrubs?
Yeah, I watched the first like 3 or 4 seasons. Yeah.
Perfect. Right. Really good show. You know who the characters are. You know the gag. Okay, perfect.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so here we go. You guys can work together. Okay, you're working together against the other group going on this episode. Your first name, Elsa.
Elsa.
Did he ever call JD Elsa?
I think that's a no, Chris.
I'm agreeing with you there. I think it's a no.
Yeah.
The correct answer is no.
All right.
Not.
Starting off with a bang.
All right. How about this? Did he ever call JD Gidget?
Hmm.
I want to say that's a yes. It sounds about right. But what do you think, man?
Yeah, it's got to be a yes. That's too obscure to be a no. That's my guess.
Yep. Yes, Jonathan.
Okay. The correct answer is yes.
Nice.
Right. You guys are on a roll. All right, here we go. Did he ever call JD Marilyn?
That's a yes. I remember that episode.
Okay, I'll go with you there.
It's a no.
Oh, come on.
He never called Marilyn.
You're lying through your teeth, mister. Sorry, right. Chris. Ah.
All right.
Okay, did he ever call him Eloise?
Wow.
Eloise.
Another obscure one.
Yeah, I'd have to say he probably did.
I mean, game theory says back and forth, yes, and take your drinks, everybody. Callum, that means you. But part of me thinks that Jonathan's trying to trick us, man. But I went yes.
Me?
In the, yes, you.
Me?
Yes, you. But I went, yeah, I went yes in the last one. You trust me, so I'll trust you on this one. We're going to go ahead and go yes.
No.
He
never called him Eloise.
What I'm doing every time is I'm picturing the actor John McGinley with, you know, saying each one of these names. And Absolutely. It seems like it would work every time. But
So here we go.
Haley.
Did he ever call J.D. Hermione? Did he ever call J.D. Hermione?
I don't think Dr. Cox would know what Harry Potter was to save his life. So I almost want to say no.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think that's a no.
Okay, no.
Yes.
Oh, come on. Oh, we start off so beautifully and just flaming out.
Oh, boy. All right, here we go. Did he ever call J.D. Moesha?
That's a yes. I remember that one.
You sure about this one?
Well, not anymore, but I believe the answer is yes.
All right. I'll stay with the yes then, too. We'll go with that.
All right. The answer is yes.
All right.
Good job.
Back off the Schneid.
All right. Did he ever call him Reba? Did he ever call J.D. Reba?
I want to say no.
I don't know about this one. I can't lean either way.
All right. Well, I'm going to take command and say no.
Yes.
Come on. You're enjoying this way too much, buddy. Too much.
Here we go. Here's another one. Did he ever call him Zsa Zsa?
Sounds like something he would say.
I agree. Yes.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. Nice.
Nice job. Did he ever call him Madonna?
I'm going to say no on that one.
I agree. I don't think that happened.
Yeah.
You are correct. The answer is no.
Right.
All right, a couple more. Did he ever call him Annika?
I want to say no on that one, too.
I'm gonna agree with you. I don't think he did.
Yep.
He did.
Oh. What site are you watching? That's all I want to know. What site are you reading that is saying yes? Because I've watched this show each episode a few times over.
I'm pretty sure the people that documented the name and the episode it appeared on got it right.
All right, fair enough.
And lastly.
Thank God.
Did he ever call him Francis?
He had to.
Yeah, I agree. Yes.
No.
Yeah,
I made that up. He called him Francine.
Okay.
But he never called him Francis.
Man.
Don't call me Francis.
Basically, I don't know if you guys caught it there, but I basically picked only the names that he called him that were pop culture kind of names, and then created mostly pop culture kind of names as no's, like Elsa and I didn't give you Mary-Kate, but I gave you Marilyn and Madonna.
Well, Mary-Kate was one, right?
No.
Oh, really?
So you missed another one.
I did not miss another one. You did not ask.
Okay. All right, guys.
This does not bode well for this episode.
So let's find out how you did here. Let's count that up really quick. You got 3 right, I think.
No, we got more than that.
You did? You got Elsa. You got Madonna. You didn't get Annika. You didn't get... You got Gidget. That's 3. You got Moesha, and you got Zsa Zsa. Okay, 5. You got 5.
Yep. Okay.
All right, 5 is more than 3. I'll give you that.
Well, it also is more than 3.
That's what I just said.
You'll give us that.
That's what I did.
All right. Can we move on?
I guess. All right. Are you guys ready for the competition?
Not after that round, but let's try it anyway.
All right. We're going to start you off in round 1 with a movies question.
All right.
Who provided the voice of Rocky the Rooster in the animated movie Chicken Run?
Okay, I'm locked in.
And so am I.
All right.
Oh, do you want a 3-2-1 it?
I'm happy to. You ready?
Sure. Yeah.
3-2-1, Mel Gibson.
Well done, gentlemen. The answer is Mel Gibson.
That was actually a really fun movie.
Was it?
Oh, yeah. I enjoyed the heck out of it.
How many chickens did it feature running?
All of them.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Well, at least it was true to its title.
There you go.
Okay, category 2 is literature.
Literature. Sorry, I had to. I was trying not to, and it just still came out.
What World War II novel is Joseph Heller's most famous work?
Okay, I'm locked in.
Oh, wow. Okay.
By the way, a little credit to Carmela for writing at least three or four of these questions on today's show.
Oh, very cool. Can you repeat the question for me, please?
Sure. What World War II novel is Joseph Heller's most famous work?
All right. Oh, you're locked in, so I can talk.
Yes.
Sorry about that.
That's how the show works.
Thank you. I One finger salute. Look at the birds. War and Peace is coming to mind, but I think that was about the Russian Revolution. So that's not it. Joseph Heller. Man, I'm going to say Bridge Over the River Kwai.
Okay, Mr. Eve, what did you say?
I put Catch 22.
The correct answer, gentlemen,
is Catch 22.
It's Catch 22.
Nice job, Chris.
Good job, Chris.
Yes. Yeah, as soon as he said it, that was like crap a duck.
So you did know it. You just didn't know it.
Yeah, pretty much. It's funny. I've heard the book, but for some reason I didn't equate it as a World War II novel.
Oh, okay.
I haven't read it, to be honest with you. So,
Have you ever read it, Chris?
No, I haven't.
I think it's about like being an airplane, like a gunner in an airplane or something like that. If I'm not crazy, and there's wounded, and you had to make a choice, and it was a lose-lose situation.
Hence the term Catch-22.
That's right. It came. I think that the term became popularized by the book, not the book coming from the term.
I gotcha.
Round three, category is geography. What country was known as Ceylon until 1972?
This is something I've heard, but it's not coming to me.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
All right, I'm locked in.
Okay, Chris says he has his answer.
All right, I am thinking Asia. I feel like a lot of the countries in Asia have gotten new names, switched names. It doesn't sound like an Asian name, though, but I'm going to say Vietnam.
Okay, Mr. Eve says Vietnam. What does Mr. Hollister say?
I wrote Thailand down.
You were thinking of Siam.
Okay.
The correct answer in this case is Sri Lanka.
Wow.
Ceylon became Sri Lanka. After three rounds, Chris Eve with 20, Chris Hollister with 10.
Yeesh, working from behind again in this episode, man.
Still anybody's ballgame. Question four is a science tribond.
Science!
Science!
Tribond.
Indeed.
Here we go. I'm going to name three vitamins. You need to tell me what they all have in common.
Okay.
Your vitamins are niacin, thiamine, and riboflavin. Niacin, thiamine, and riboflavin. And if you need me to spell them, I can do that. I want you to tell me what they have in common, other than the fact that they all have N's in the name.
I'm locked in.
Okay.
All right, Mr. Eve is locked in.
Man. I was thinking that it's the chemical makeup of DNA, and I'm not sure why I have that answer or that thought process in my head, but I'm going to, instead of trying to talk myself out of it, I'm going to stick with it.
Okay, so say your answer.
The chemical process of DNA.
Okay.
So,
Mr. Eve, what did you say?
I put they are all under the family of the vitamin Bs.
They are all B vitamins.
Nice job, Chris. Wow.
Well done, Mr. Eve.
Chris, if it makes you feel better, that's the first thing I thought of, too, was a DNA type thing.
Mm. A little bit, but yeah. You still got it right, so nice job.
Going into round five, your category is business.
Okay, business.
Business.
What is the stock ticker symbol for Anheuser-Busch InBev? What is the stock ticker symbol for Anheuser-Busch InBev?
Wow. That's tough.
I'm locked in.
All right, Mr. Hollister, talk to us.
Okay. If you use the letters that are all in the name, ABN kind of comes to me. But I don't think ABN's the right answer. I just, for some reason, ABH is coming to me. And so I'm going to stick with ABH.
Okay. Mr. Eve, what did you say?
I put A-B.
A-B.
Mm-hmm.
Could either of you tell me what the most popular product is that Anheuser-Busch InBev makes?
Bud. B-U-D. Wow.
B-U-D,
really?
Buddy.
Man. Mm. Wow.
B-U-D is the correct answer.
And I'll be honest, I thought about that, but I figured it's been around a long time. And
yeah, but
just,
you can change them.
I didn't know that, actually.
You can.
I thought you had to stick with the one that that brought you.
Nope.
Because I know there's like a few that when they fall off, people take or companies take over certain ones.
Yes.
So, interesting. Okay.
I'm certain that Harley-Davidson didn't start with Hog, but they're Hog now.
That's true.
Okay, after 5 rounds, it is 30-10.
Man.
You got to get that engine started, Mr. Hollister.
I know, right?
Let's see if you can do it with this category. Baseball.
Been very, very good to me.
Who is the most recent player to steal over 100 bases in a single season? This is my favorite question of the episode, for the record.
All right, I'm locked in.
Okay, Chris was fast with his answer.
All right. Don't follow baseball too closely. Started playing fantasy baseball, so I watch it a little bit more than I used to, but I'm trying to think of who steals bases a lot. Let's see. I can't think of that speedster's name right now. I got to go through the teams, I think, just to figure it out. It doesn't happen as much as it used to. I do know that. I'm going to have to go with somebody that I know stole 100 bases, but didn't do it fairly recently. So... this is going to kill me. I'm going to say Vince Coleman.
Vince Coleman. Okay. Chris Hollister, what do you say?
All right. I was thinking Ichiro for a little bit there, but I don't think anybody's done it in a very, very long time, or at least in the last like 15 years or so. So I wrote down the guy that loves himself more than anybody loves himself, and that's Ricky Henderson, because Ricky knows Ricky.
Ricky Henderson. Last stole 100 bases sometime around 1983. Vince Coleman last stole 100 bases in 1987.
Oh, wow.
And that was the last time anybody's done it.
Nice job, man. Wow.
You got it with Vince Coleman. Great job.
Jeez.
And you're up in Pittsburgh. It's not like you're a Cardinal guy. You're not a Cardinals fan, are you?
I'm out in Philadelphia.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's Pennsylvania, all right. You're all the same to me.
I know.
Nice. Real nice, man.
But you're not a Cardinals fan, are you?
No, not at all.
That was a really good get.
A lot of luck, I feel like, in that one.
There you go. All right, here we go.
Man.
The next category is music. What artist won the 2015 Grammy for Album of the Year? So just to be clear, last night was the 2016 Grammys. I want to know what artist won 2015 Grammy for Album of the Year.
I don't follow music at all.
I do, but I don't follow. I mean, I haven't followed current music in a long time. So this is struggling. I needed to pick this one up.
You don't watch the Grammys?
Not too often. Really? I didn't watch it last night. I watched Raw last night.
I'm just trying to remember who won last night and just eliminate them. Most likely I could do that, but that still leaves what? 500 people.
Actually, that leaves everybody else on the planet. Not even a chuckle from you two.
Jeez. Sorry, I'm too busy thinking. I think Chris is doing the same thing.
I can tell. Yeah. Steam.
Yeah. For reals. All right, I'm locked in.
Okay. I'm just drawing a blank to anybody. I eliminated Taylor Swift. I eliminated Adele. I don't know who else it could be. I just don't follow it enough to know more artists. I'm going to go with Ed Sheeran, because I've heard that name before.
Ed Sheeran, that's a pretty good guess for a guy who doesn't know anything about music.
Yeah. I got a 14-year-old.
Oh, there you go. All right, Chris, what are you thinking?
Actually, Ed Sheeran's song, Thinking Out Loud, was the song that Angie and I danced to at our wedding back in August.
I remember that.
And, yeah, you're kind of there.
I was.
Ed Sheeran's a really good guess, and I would have wrote that down if I thought of it, but yeah. I wrote what I thought was a little more logical of a guess and wrote Beyonce.
Okay. We have Beyonce versus Ed Sheeran. In this case, the correct answer is Beck.
Oh, wow.
For Morning Phase.
My goodness. Wow. Actually, what's so funny is I thought of Beck, but not as the winner of that, but because I heard that he and the members of the living members of Nirvana actually performed last night to do a tribute to David Bowie. And I want to go back on YouTube and be able to watch that video because I heard it was fantastic.
Yeah, so I think there was a controversy, if I remember correctly. I think the controversy was that like Kanye thought he should win, and he got upset when Beck won.
Shocker.
Yeah, no kidding. Anytime anybody else wins, Kanye has to cry.
It does.
All right, zeros for both of you in that round. After seven rounds, it is 40-10.
Man, this is rough for me.
The eighth category is U.S. history.
Okay.
I want you to name the Confederate prison in southwest Georgia that held over 33,000 Union men. So I will repeat that.
That's a good question.
I want you to name the Confederate prison in southwest Georgia that held over 33,000 Union men.
That's a great question.
And I guess I could call it prison camp if you'd prefer that word.
Chris, I saw you writing something down. Do you have an answer?
I'm locked in.
Wow.
No confidence, though, but I wrote down something.
My goodness. I am just getting absolutely spanked in this episode right now, and it's not fun. Goodness. I love Civil War history, and the name's not coming to me at all. It really isn't. Camp. Wow. I am just absolutely drawing a blank here. You definitely upped the toughness factor in this episode for sure, Jonathan. Camp Titicaca. No.
Woodruff Boys Camp.
That's right. Okay, I'm going to say it's Iron Heights.
Iron Heights.
Yes.
And what makes you think of that?
Iron Mountains around there, and just for some reason, that's the thing that's in my head. I'm going to stick with it because nothing else is coming into this thing. And this thing meaning my head.
Okay.
Because it's just, I'm struggling today.
Every day I'm struggling. All right, Chris, what did you say?
I just picked a city in Georgia and said the Marietta Prison.
The Marietta Prison. Is either of you familiar with Andersonville?
Yes.
I thought you might be.
The Andersonville Prison.
It was Andersonville.
Wow.
The most famous prison in the Civil War, actually.
Yeah, they treated if I remember correctly, they treated the Yankee soldiers just brutally. I mean,
yes,
just...
Yes, they did.
Oh, man. Okay, crap.
Okay. The next category, category number 9, is 2015. In March of 2015, Andreas Lubitz, co-pilot of flight 4U9525, deliberately crashed an airplane into the Alps, killing all aboard. What was the name of the airline? In March of 2015, Andreas Lubitz, co-pilot of flight 4U9525, deliberately crashed the airplane into the Alps, killing all aboard. What was the name of the airline?
All right, put something down.
So you're good?
Yeah.
Okay. Because Malaysian Airlines, I remember, had couple pretty bad things happened to him in the course of 6 months or so, because of course you had the disappearing plane, and I think they had one more plane crash. I think it's this one. I'm gonna say Malaysian Airlines.
Okay, Mr. Eve, what did you say?
I put Swiss Air.
Swiss Air. The real clue here was in the man's last name, Lubitz. You would think maybe Germany. Because the answer is German Wings.
Mm. Oh, wow. No, I had no idea.
German Wings Airline.
Man, I had no idea.
All right. Round 10. Your category is geometry. I need you to tell me, on what type of triangle would you find a hypotenuse?
I'm locked in.
Okay. Man, this stinks, because if he gets it right, I mean, I can't beat him now. And that's the first time that that'll probably have happened in this show's history, which really stinks.
Not even the first time in this tournament.
Oh, okay. Well, I haven't heard all the episodes as of this point. I'm saying isosceles.
An isosceles triangle. All right, Mr. Eve, what did you say?
I put a right triangle.
A right triangle. And what made you think of a right triangle?
The hypotenuse is the side opposite the right angle in the triangle.
That is exactly what the hypotenuse is.
Wow.
It is a right triangle, and it is the long side of the triangle that is the opposite of the right angle.
My goodness.
Well done.
Good job, man.
Going into the final, the score is Chris Eve with 50, Chris Hollister with 10.
Man.
Wow.
Well, just ask the final, but this sucker's over with.
All right, here we go. The category is going to be the internet. I need you to write down your wagers.
Okay. Done.
Okay.
All right. Locked in. We have our wagers. Here we go. I've got a list from Alexa.com showing the top 5 websites in the world in terms of visits per month. I need you to name 4 of the 5. You have 4 guesses. I will repeat the question for you. I've got a list from Alexa.com showing the top 5 websites in the world in terms of visits per month. I need you to name 4 of them. Good luck.
All right, I'm locked in.
That was fast.
Well, when you're betting with house money, you can be pretty fast about it, man. Okay, I'm locked in now, too.
All right, so... Chris, you were locked in second. Why don't you go ahead and tell us your answers first?
Okay. I put Yahoo, Google, YouTube, and Bing.
Bing. You said Yahoo, Google, Facebook, and Bing.
No, I said YouTube, not Facebook.
I'm sorry. You said YouTube.
And Bing.
And Mr. Eve, what did you say?
I didn't even put Google down, so this will be tough. I put YouTube, Facebook, Amazon, and Wikipedia.
Okay.
I wish I thought of Facebook, though. I don't know why I didn't think of Facebook.
Pretty good websites you guys picked there. I have actually the top 10, so I'm going to go backwards from 10.
All right.
Number 10 was Twitter. Number 9 was google.co.in, which is Google India.
Okay.
Number 8 was QQ.com.
I don't even know what the heck that is.
I don't either, but QQ. No,
I know. Lasers go QQ.
Number 7 was Wikipedia.
Uh-oh.
Number 6 was Amazon. Number 5 was Yahoo. Number 4 was Baidu. Number 3 was YouTube. Number 2 was Facebook.
Crap.
And number 1 was Google.
Man. If I did Facebook instead of Bing.
Yeah, I don't know why you thought a lot of people Bing. Nobody Bings.
I do.
You're the only one, dude.
It might be. I love the search site, but...
All right, gentlemen, what were your wagers?
Yeah, I bet a whopping 10, so I'm at a 0 goose egg, not a zip, zilch, 0 bupkis.
Bupkis. Chris finishes with bupkis. And Chris Eve, what did you finish with?
I wagered 20.
You wagered 20. Our final score in this quarterfinal matchup is 30 for Mr. Eve, 0 for Mr. Hollister.
Oof.
That means, Chris Eve, you will be moving on to the semifinals.
Cool.
Did you expect to beat Mr. Hollister tonight?
Yeah, I did. I didn't come here to lose.
I nice. Love it.
Nice.
I love well it. Said.
I can't say anything. That's the thing that stinks is I cannot... say a darn tootin' thing, because I got my butt handed to me tonight.
He said, yes, I expected to beat you.
Yeah. Yeah, true story.
That's too great. I do want to say that I appreciate you guys coming on. Chris, good win. I appreciate you being here. You're going to live to fight another day, Mr. Hollister. I'm sad to see you out of the tournament.
Yeah, I know. I'm just... I'm a little sad to see it go as well. But
you had a
hey,
bad day, man.
I did. Not my finest hour, to say the least. But it was a lot of it was a lot of tough categories, and even the ones that I'm usually pretty good in were really tough questions.
Yeah.
And so, but hey, you know what? I got beaten by the better Chris today.
Wow. All right. Well, before we go on to the next part of the show, I'm going to remind you that you're about to hear a maybe sponsor. You know what that means? It means maybe the next part of the show has been sponsored. Maybe it's not. But if it has, you'll hear an advertisement right here. Okay, we're coming back with another quarterfinal matchup. Welcome to the second game in this episode. I am here with Jeff Revilla and Amy Ningen. Hey, guys, how are you doing?
Great. You got it right this time, too. My name.
I am educatable. I can be taught. So we have Pittsburgh versus somewhere in the vicinity of San Francisco in this episode.
That's right.
Parts unknown.
Jeff, well, Jeff, you're going to have to represent Pittsburgh better this time than you did last time, my man. I got complaints from other Pittsburghers. They were like, hey, don't let that dude back.
Well, you know, every game's a different game, so we'll see how this one turns out.
Absolutely. I'm just kidding about the complaints. There was only five.
I was like, not that many. Half a dozen.
Okay, so you guys know how the game works. It's going to be a 10-question game with a final. This is the quarterfinal matchup. The winner of this game plays the winner of Scott and Jeffrey.
Do either of us want to win then?
You guys heard Tyler versus Jeffrey. Both of you could have beaten Jeffrey.
Yeah, maybe. I can't remember. I am playing along to see if I can win.
Yeah.
And I could have beaten Jeff. And I would have lost to Russ by 10 points.
See, that's an outstanding performance.
Yeah,
I squeaked out the win with 19 points there.
Yeah, I know. You had an amazing game. Jeff Jones missed, like, he missed every question he should have gotten. That was insane.
That was fun, though. It's fun when someone almost wins and totally picks the wrong answer. You're like, oh, you're so close.
It's not that fun for them, actually.
Yeah, well, it's fun to listen to. That might happen here, so maybe I shouldn't say that.
All right. Are both of you, are either of you familiar with the television show Scrubs?
I am moderately.
Moderately, okay.
Yes.
Jeff?
Yeah, I am going to goose egg this one. Oh.
I keep putting Jeff in uncomfortable situations.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. We're going to jump into Warm It Up, Chris. I've got a list of girls' names. Some of them are names that Dr. Cox called JD on the television show Scrubs, and some are not.
Okay.
I need you to tell me which are which.
Okay.
So, Jeff, you said you haven't seen Scrubs. You didn't watch it.
I have never seen Scrubs, and I very possible could keep the goose egg warming up Chris streak running on this one.
Well,
it's up to you, Amy.
It's basically true false here, so yeah. I don't think you have to be too afraid. The concept is there was a doctor who was the experienced older doctor and was picking on a rookie, and he started calling him girls' names instead of his own name every time, like every show for the whole run.
Okay.
And so that's what I've picked is some of those names that he used. The first one is Elsa.
That's to Jeff.
That's right. You're working together against Chris and Chris.
And by together, he means you, Amy.
Elsa, I don't. Shoot, Elsa, such a Norwegian, German name-ish, German-ish,
something like that.
Norwegian, Elsa.
Frozen-ish.
I was thinking Frozen. It was before Frozen, so it wouldn't be like something that he would like hop on the bandwagon. But he was likely to do some sort of Germany name. I don't know. What do you think? I mean, I know you haven't seen it, but if someone is trying to like mock somebody, would they use the term Elsa?
What was his name on the show?
JD.
JD?
JD was getting mocked. I don't see why.
You're probably overthinking it a bit.
Elsa. Yeah, I think so.
So you're saying yes?
Sure.
No.
All right, well.
Okay, now, number two, did he...
So if I go goose egg and I've seen it, this is no good.
Did he call him Daphne?
I can see him calling him all of these names. That's the problem.
I've only given you two.
Yeah.
Daphne.
We could go true across the board.
Well, that's true. Game theory there. I think he did because I think he probably, because Daphne is the name of the girl on the, on Scooby-Doo.
That's what I was saying.
I'm going to say yes because.
I'll agree.
The answer is yes. All right. Did he call JD Moesha?
Without a doubt, he must have called her Moesha because that's just so politically incorrect, I think, to call. Maybe not. I think he did.
I'd say go. Go for it. Yes.
Yes, he did. Yeah. All right.
Three truths were at 66%.
Well, that's true.
Did he call him Mary-Kate?
I think he probably did a bunch of the, like, topical names, and Mary-Kate would be one. So, yes.
No.
Okay. No.
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 He did not right, call him Mary-Kate. Did he call him Hermione?
When was Scrubs? It was in the 90s. Before or after? Before or after?
I think it was a little early 2000s. Was it late 90s? Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know the time period.
Before. I think it was pre Harry Potter, and no one used Hermione. Got to be an old schooler to know, like, Hermione.
Go with a no. Would the American
should we go public- true? But we're breaking with our true. Will get us at least 50%.
I think he's going to do a back to back false.
Okay, I don't think he did.
We'll go false.
It's true. He called him Hermione.
So when was Scrubs? Well, he can't.
I'm pretty sure Scrubs was in the early 2000s.
It clearly had to be after Harry Potter, which was in the late 90s.
Yes, clearly. Okay, how about Eunice?
Oh, Eunice is such an ugly name. Sorry to interrupt.
Oh, Eunice, well, I'm sure we have Eunice listeners. I think Eunice is a beautiful name. In fact, it's basically spells you nice.
That's true. I think he did, but I don't know. I've been not doing any better than you, who's never seen it. Eunice is a grandma name.
Old Granny Eunice.
Yeah, I think it's true. I don't know. What do you think? Based on your non-knowing and...
I would think it's true.
It is true.
Yes.
Sweet.
Eunice is correct.
Way overthinking it.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah, if we could hear them in a sentence, if you could use them in context. With
okay.
Yeah.
Here's one for you in a sentence for context.
Oh, really?
Ready? Was Eloise one of the names that Dr. Cox called J.D. in an episode of Scrubs?
Eloise.
How do you like that? I used a sentence.
Yes. I say true.
I'll agree on true on that one.
False.
Ah!
All right.
Okay, here we go. Marilyn.
Oh, absolutely yes.
Yes. Of course.
If it's no, it's no?
It's no.
Are you kidding me? No. Mary, yes, then.
All right.
Is Mary on your list?
Mary is not on my list. I'm far too tricky for that.
At least we have to name the 10 on the list.
No, and I wouldn't do that to you. Plus, the list's like 1,000 names. So
that
is not going to play well when I say absolutely yes and it's no.
Oh, it's going to be awesome.
Dang it.
How about Madonna? Did he call him Madonna?
Why wouldn't he call him Madonna? This is that time period. You know, it seems like these names are like 10 years after.
Actually, you've missed every time, every no I've given, you've said yes to.
All right.
Yes.
Every no you've given, we've said yes to.
Yeah.
Well, he's playing with our minds now. Because
so he's telling us don't say yes.
What do you think about Madonna?
Yes, but yeah. This is like the
Iokane. He's telling us not say yes.
The Princess Bride. I can clearly not choose yes.
Inconceivable.
That's right. I say yes anyway. Let's just say yes the rest of the time.
I think yes, Madonna was my instinct on it. Okay.
No, Madonna's wrong.
No! He was trying to help us, but I don't.
Okay, you have one more. No, you have two more. You have two more.
Oh, bonus.
Did he ever call him Zsa Zsa?
It has to be yes. We just had two in a row false, right?
I just think it's yes. I do think Zsa Zsa is yes anyway, because...
Why wouldn't he?
Yeah.
I'd say yes.
The answer is yes.
Yes.
Yay.
All right, and finishing it out, did he ever call him... Gidget.
Oh, I bet. Because it's girl midget. That's what Gidget is.
Yeah, that's
I'm pretty sure that's not what Gidget is.
I said I knew that it was Marilyn, but I'm almost positive. I used to watch Gidget when I was a kid.
Yeah, the Flying Nun.
But also,
why would you call her a midget?
Because she was short. Sally Field was tiny.
She wasn't a midget.
I know.
No.
You didn't like her. You really didn't like her.
No, actually, it was Sandra Dee before her, though.
No, I'm picking on... Remember, she's the one who did the You Like Me, You Really Like Me?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
If we're using my 10-year theory, right, it's things that happened 10 years ago he seems to be using on the show. You mentioned Gidget. That was a character on the Howard Stern show. And Jonathan also called out the Naked Cowboy on my episode last time.
Yes.
Which was also a peer on the Howard Stern show.
I've never listened to the Howard Stern show in my life.
These are two Howard Stern. Jonathan's a closet Howard Stern fan. I say this is true. But Amy has to lock it in.
I think it's true anyway, because like I said, that's a twofer. If he calls him Gidget, you're a girl and you're a midget. So I think it's yes, and it's probably no.
The answer is yes.
He is a Howard Stern fan.
No, I'm not a Howard Stern fan.
I knew about the Naked Cowboy. I won't tell you where I knew it from, but I knew about the Naked Cowboy.
Okay, so you got 5 out of 11. That's not terrible.
How many did they get?
I don't 12. Remember. I'm going to have to let the listeners determine whether or not you won or lost. If we recorded that episode like 2.5 or 3 weeks ago.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, so listeners, I cannot tell you who did better or worse, so you're going to be the judge of that. My apologies. Okay, here we go. We're on to the real game.
Okay.
You got your thinking caps on?
Sure.
Something.
Okay. Category 1 is history. What did the U.S. government tax at $1 a barrel to help finance the Civil War?
I have no idea. I don't think I know, but I'll lock in anyway.
All right.
With what my guess is.
Jeff, what are you thinking, my man?
I'm thinking, you know, to help finance the war, was it war supplies? Could it have been gunpowder? I don't know if kerosene was a thing at that time. Probably was. But I don't know what would come in barrels in the 1800s. So I don't think it's food. I'm going to go with a war supply, and I'm going to say gunpowder and lock it in.
Okay. Amy, what were you thinking?
I was thinking consumable goods, and I was thinking, well, first thought was tobacco, but it doesn't come in a barrel.
Mm.
I was thinking whiskey.
Whiskey.
I don't know if whiskey comes in a barrel. But
so that was your answer?
Yeah, whiskey was my answer.
Interestingly, they did put gunpowder in kegs. It's called a keg of gunpowder. But the correct answer to this question is beer.
Oh, I was so close.
You were so close.
Oh, bummer.
I guess they went tax themselves buying gunpowder. That doesn't make any sense.
I didn't think they were big beer drinkers, though, at that time.
Oh, but everybody's always a big beer drinker.
Everybody.
Everybody. Every nation. Always. Okay. Category 2. Movie storylines. I want you to identify the 2014 movie with the following storyline. With his wife's disappearance having become the focus of an intense media circus, a man sees the spotlight turned on him when it's suspected that he may not be innocent.
I'm locked in.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure it's the Ben Affleck movie. The name is escaping me. Oh, it's kind of like that sheriff who had the wife who, you know, first wife disappears, second wife disappears. It was kind of, I believe it was not based on that story, but it was that premise where the wife goes missing. It's Ben Affleck, and this is going to be the one that hurts. I just don't know. I'm going to call it, I'll say Paparazzi. We'll go with a Lady Gaga song title.
Paparazzi. All right, Paparazzi. Amy?
You're right. It's the Ben Affleck movie. It's, I think, but I'm not sure if it's Gone or Gone Girl. I wrote down Gone Girl. I think that's right.
The correct answer is Gone.
Gone!
Girl.
Shoot. Oh, it's both.
Gone Girl.
I didn't see it, by the way. Did you see it, Jeff?
No, I just remember the commercial.
Cool. That was a great job. You were absolutely right. You had the whole plot down, Jeff. You just didn't have a name.
Another name.
It is Gone Girl. Round 3, category is technology.
Okay.
In reference to cell phones, what does the acronym SIM stand for in the word SIM card?
You're like, I know the letters.
This is good. Nobody's locking in. I have no idea. Looking at my cell phone, telling it to tell me what the answer is.
Why won't you talk to me?
Your non-lit cell phone, just to be clear.
Well, that's right.
Yeah. She's like, Siri.
No, I have an Android, and I don't even know how to call it.
Could you Shazam that question? Does Shazam work that way?
Jeff's over there like, Saturn is massive.
Yeah.
I can't even come up with what M could possibly be.
You've been writing a lot of stuff over there, Jeff. Are you going to lock anything in?
I'm just writing stuff to see
what makes
sense.
He's writing letters that make sense. Yeah.
Okay, he's locked in.
So now you have to talk through it.
Well, the question is, do I just punt so that I don't look like an idiot? Or do I make a guess?
Do you think punting makes you look smarter?
Not necessarily, but...
then that's not a good option.
There was a quote saying something like, better to keep silent and have people guess that you're an idiot than open your mouth and
confirm
and remove all doubt.
Yeah.
I have sound image. Don't have an M. I can't even think. Matrix? All right, that's what I'm going with. Sound image matrix.
The sound image matrix. Okay, Jeff, what did you say?
I had no clue, but I made up three words. System internal memory.
Internal memory.
It's at least closer than mine is.
The correct words are subscriber.
Oh.
Identity or identification.
Yeah.
Module.
Okay.
The subscriber identification module. Okay, category four is music. What song hit number one on the charts twice? Once by Bill Withers and again by Club Nouveau.
Okay. I got it.
I wish you guys could have seen Amy just now. She did this little dance with her head. It was almost like Snoopy's happy dance where he just sticks his face in the air and does his feet. It was awesome.
That's me singing in my head.
I know. What song hit number one on the charts twice? Once by Bill Withers and again by Club Nouveau.
I am just blanking on this one. And I know the Club Nouveau, that seems like late 80s, early 90s. I don't know if I'm in the right decade. And I know it's going to be a major thing. It's going to it's going to be one of those moments when I hear the answer. You know, I keep getting Rick Astley stuck in my head. I'm going to get Rick rolled. And said Bill Withers.
Bill Withers.
I don't have anything on this one. I'm going to go 0 for 4 here. Or am I already 0 for 4? Am I going 0 for 5?
No, you're 0 for 3 right now.
Okay, there we go.
But if you go 0 for 10, that's going to be a nickname.
That's a new record.
We're going to call you the Ofer.
Let's see. Never going to give you up, would just get out of my head.
don't Rick. You just Rick rolled our audience, dude. I don't appreciate that. Because now everybody's got it in their head. Oh, this is devolving.
Club Nouveau. Club Nouveau, who are you? Why are you avoiding me?
I don't think they had another song.
You're helping him.
Well, I declared I thought it was.
I'm throwing him a bone.
She feels like she needs to help you, dude. Yeah,
that's my strategy. She already shook her head when I said, I think it's late 80s, early 90s. She's like, yes.
I'm not actually sure.
I'm just feeling it. It's like 20 questions. I think they were.
No, I'm just going to do my Snoopy dance.
I'm just going to go with the Candyman.
The Candyman.
Get that song stuck in your listeners' head.
Amy?
Okay, I don't know that Bill Withers sung this song, but I was thinking the two of us, but that was Will Smith. I said Lean on Me.
The answer is Lean on Me.
That was,
you remember that song now, don't you?
Yes. Your bass line helped me right there.
Yeah, I couldn't do it while you were thinking, though.
Oh, that's so obvious now.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, it's going to get better. But maybe not in this round, because the category is geography.
Oh, good.
Everybody loves... I don't know why people don't like geography. I love geography. It's fun. Here we go. Category 5, geography.
Okay. Like this one I know.
What is the longest river in the European Union region? And it drains into the Black Sea.
I am locked in.
All right. Jeff got in quickly that time.
I have no idea. Geography is not my thing at all. Again, I have people for that. I don't need to know these things. My husband is, he knows these things without a doubt. I said the Danube.
The Danube?
Yes.
Okay.
Because I don't know any rivers in, it's rivers, right?
Yes, rivers.
Sure, why not?
Okay,
it's
Jeff.
It's not right.
What did you say?
I said the Thames.
The Thames.
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 The Thames.
Is spelling important?
No, spelling doesn't matter.
Going to London next
month. It doesn't matter. That's not to sound promising.
The correct answer is the Danube.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you.
Oh, my God. What a guess. Oh, my God. Seriously, that was a guess.
That was a pretty good guess. It was fast, too.
Okay, Ofer's
on
sweet.
Pace. Ofer's on pace. Oh,
the Ofer.
And I'm starting to look like I know stuff again.
See, again. Again. So I'm really excited, Jeff, about the possibility of you going Ofer.
Yeah.
Because that is an epic nickname.
Is that a first? Has anyone ever goose egged the whole show?
Well, I mean, there's only 10 questions, but no, nobody's goose egged the whole show. Amy played Chris last time. He only got 20. Before
right.
the finals.
Well, I only got 30. I'm stretching the,
yeah, well, you were
the bounds of human knowledge there.
You were 33% better than him.
50% better than him.
Oh, no, you're right. You're right.
Any math questions? I can do those.
Not this time. I do have a question about cars.
Oh, of course.
Cars. Here we go.
Okay.
What country did Alfa Romeo and Fiat cars originate in?
Did you write something? So did I. It may not be right, though. Going with the obvious.
What's the obvious, Amy?
Well, I think the obvious... Well, or not the obvious, but what it sounds like is in Italy.
Okay. Jeff, what did you say?
I also said Italy.
Italy. The correct answer, and this disappoints me highly, is Italy.
Come on, the board!
Okay.
I was so looking forward to you missing all of them. You have no idea.
You know, my goal was 30 on this show. That's
I know.
3 out of 10, I'm happy.
Okay, a score check. I've been ignoring the score check until you scored, by the way.
Is Porsche Italian? Is Porsche Italian and Porsche? I thought it was French, maybe?
Honestly, I think Porsche's German.
Okay.
Because I think Porsche was his daughter's first name, but I don't know. I do not know. Okay, so I hadn't done a score check because I didn't want to be mean. But now that we're 6 rounds in... It is 40-10. You're still very much alive, actually, Jeff. As long as you get one more right that she doesn't, and then hang on, you could make a game of it.
I'm going to run it.
Here we go. Category 7 is poetry. Jeff's like, and
that's
someone,
not the door. That's over.
Here we go.
If it's the right question.
Here we go.
All right, here we go.
I saw the best minds of my generation destroyed by madness, starving, hysterical. Naked.
I don't know poem names at all. If I had to probably guess the author, maybe. But not. No way.
Call me when you need a friend.
Can I call a friend?
I'm never going to give this up. I locked in an answer.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You have an answer. Sweet. I have none.
She sounded surprised.
Yeah, seriously.
I think it's probably an Allen Ginsberg poem, because he's a beat guy. I'll just say Black Dog.
Black Dog by Led Zeppelin?
Yes, Black Dog.
Okay.
Led Zeppelin. Why not?
Jeff, did you also give a Led Zeppelin song for your poem?
It may not come as any surprise to anybody listening. I don't know anything about the beat movement. And... The only thing I do know is Jack Kerouac's name, and he had a book on the road, and I'm on a prayer and a hope. I'm hoping there's a poem called On the Road, and that's what I wrote down on my...
Okay.
That's a good answer.
That's a really good answer.
Whether it's right or wrong, it's a good answer.
Because Jack Kerouac was a key figure in the beat movement, and he did have a book /poem called On the Road.
Nice.
I'm impressed.
What, for reals?
Yeah.
But the answer is Allen Ginsberg.
Oh, I see. I had the right person.
And the poem is Howl.
Oh, Howl on the Road?
Howl. H-O-W-L.
Oh. I knew it was Ginsberg. See, if you had asked what poet, I would have gotten it.
You're 100% right. You would have had a choice between two names, Kerouac and Ginsberg.
Now, did you see the hope that you gave me in the inside?
I know.
I was so excited for a second. I was like, what?
I know. I can't help myself. I really can't. Okay. So I'm gonna break it down a notch. Here we go. Round 8 is about television. Within 3 years, either way.
Okay.
I want you to tell me what year the advertising of cigarettes was banned on radio and television.
I'm locked in.
From what I can remember about this, is that I remember the last ad ran on the Tonight Show right before midnight. Now, when did it run? Was it late 70s? I'm going to say 1978.
Okay.
That's what I think it was.
Amy, what do you think the answer is?
It's 1971.
Okay. The answer is 1971.
January 2nd, 1971, it was Virginia Slims.
You would have been correct if you had said anything between 1968 and 1974. Okay. Round 9, category is tourist attractions. What hip museum has drawn thousands of visitors to Cleveland since it opened in 1995?
I'm locked in.
Yeah, besides LeBron James, Cleveland doesn't have, I don't know what it has going for it. And I'm from Pittsburgh, so I can say whatever I want about Cleveland.
They got the Burning River.
And I believe you said in the 90s, the big thing that opened in Cleveland was the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That's what I'm going to say. That
All seems right. Hip. Amy, what did you say?
That's what I said. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Good job. Last round.
I can tie my personal best.
That's right. Your category is world leaders.
Science!
Oh, right. I didn't have a science question in this game. Boy, that is disappointing. World leaders. I want you to name the current Prime Minister of Japan. His last name happens to be the short form of a 19th century U.S. president's name.
Okay, I think I don't know it, but I'm going to lock in anyway.
Okay.
Wait. Before say the part about the president again.
Okay.
Just really quickly.
Whose last name happens to be the short form of a 19th century U.S. president's first name?
Okay, yeah, I'm locked in.
Well, you know how well I do with presidents. I feel like no matter what I say, you're going to give me the hope that it's correct at first. And then you're going to say, no, it's not Ulysses. Let's see.
Good old Ulysses.
The old Ulysses. See, I just narrowed down one. There we go. I don't know much about anything. I'm gonna say.
I don't know how much.
I'm gonna say Tom.
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 Okay, short for Thomas Jefferson?
Yeah, Tomas. Yes,
okay. Japanese Prime Minister's last name is Tom. Amy. What do you say?
I don't know. I was looking for a Japanese name, and it could be like Hari or something like that for Harry, but I don't think there were any Harrys in the 1800s.
Okay.
I don't know. Something just popped in my head and I went with it. I said Abe, for Abe Lincoln.
Correct answer is Shinzo Abe.
Shout out to Abe Vigoda.
Oh, rest in peace, Abe Vigoda. Or Abe Vigoda if he was Japanese. Okay, after 10 rounds, Amy, this is your second runaway, and I'm starting to think that you've been under-promoting yourself.
No, seriously.
Really? Because the score going into the final is 70-20. The category for the final is war. All right, Jeff, do you have your wager down?
I'm locked in.
Okay, here we go. I want you to put the following wars in order, from earliest to most recent, by their end date. The wars are... The War of the Roses, The Second Crusades, The 30 Years' War, and the Mongol-Jin War, also known as the Mongol Conquest of the Jin Dynasty.
You say so.
That was the War of the Roses, the Second Crusades, the 30 Years' War, and the Mongol-Jin War.
And just to be clear, War of the Roses isn't Kathleen Turner and Michael Douglas.
That is clear, yes. It is not.
Just want to make sure on that one. I feel like I made the right wager. Are you already done, Amy? You're waiting on me.
You're not locked in yet, are you?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, okay. All right, Jeff, then you can work this out loud.
Oh, there's no working out. I have no clue. I was hoping you were going to do World War One, World War Two, Korean War, and Vietnam, but you didn't go that route.
No, I didn't.
And War of the Roses isn't a movie. So I'm going to go with the Mongol Conquest, the Second Crusade is two, War of the Roses is three, and 30-Year War is four.
Okay. Amy,
well,
what did
bad
you say?
News, because no matter what you do, you're not... I have the same thing, so no matter what you do, I'm either going to go the same way. We're going the same way.
Have you had the exact same thing?
I did. I had Mongol-Jin War, Second Crusade. That's what you had. Second Crusade was second. Mm-hmm. War of the Roses and 30 Years' War.
That's correct.
That's what I had. So it's wrong.
How do you know it's wrong? It could very well be right. Let's find out. In 1648, the 30 Years' War ended. In 1485, the War of the Roses ended. In 1234, the Mongol-Jin War ended. And in 1149, the Second Crusades ended.
Oh!
The correct answer was the Second Crusade, the Mongol-Jin War, the War of the Roses, and the 30 Years' War, in that order.
You're not going to believe this.
I did not think...
I switched them when I was reading to you because I flip-flopped one and two. This was my original.
You had them right to start with? Oh my God, dude.
I second guessed it. I had it, and I second guessed it as I read them. I was like, I'm going to switch these first two.
Oh, man.
That's funny. But it didn't matter anyway. You can also see my wager was
zero. Okay.
Zero. Because I got 19 points last time.
Jeff finished with 20.
Oh, personal best.
Yeah.
Amy, what did you get?
Well, I was going to wager zero, but I didn't think in this case it was sportsmanlike to not bet anything.
Because you beat up on me.
But
so
But Mama didn't raise a fool, and I did not. And I did not bet at all. I bet 20.
20. Yeah. So the final score is 50-20. Amy wins again.
Congratulations, Amy! Great job.
Thank you.
Well done. So Amy, you're going to go on to play the winner of Jeffrey Segretan and Scott Barber.
Go Scott.
Yeah, Scott did better than Jeffrey did on their first matches.
Oh, really?
Yes. Oh. All right, guys. Well, great job. Jeff, thank you for coming on. I didn't mention this in the beginning of the episode, but I want to make sure people remember that you are the host of the trivia show called Stuff I Never Knew, and people can check that out on iTunes.
Absolutely.
Do you have anything you want to say about it? Well, yeah, just go ahead and tell people about it really quick.
Oh, yeah. Stuff I Never Knew. It's a weekly trivia show. We host it every Thursday night. It's eight players from around the world. They call in. They battle it out head-to-head over three rounds of trivia until one winner remains. Every week there's a topic, and all the questions are centered around that topic. We've done things like 80s movies, Christmas, music, science and technology, and we do about 60 questions in about a half-hour, 40-minute period, so it's rapid-fire.
That's pretty cool. So, Amy, congratulations, and we will be seeing you again in the semifinals. All right. Thank you, guys.
Much. Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you, Amy.
All right. And once again, this has been another episode of Trivial Warfare. That's Jeff. That's Amy. I'm Jonathan. And this is Trivial Warfare, where it's not just trivia, it's war. Bye, guys.
if I could add to that, I was so worried after the last show how, you know, I wasn't spectacular.
You're doing okay.
I knew I'd get like maybe 5 was a good game. And I was kind of worried. And then after I heard the show, I realized nobody cares.
Nobody cares. Nobody,
yeah.
No, I could get 10 points on this show. I'd have a great time. You know, we'd have a great time. You could blow me out of the water 90 to 10 and I would have a great time. The show would be great. And nobody would care that I got 10 points. So I stopped worrying about my performance. You know, I'm going to get what I'm going to get.
You're 100% right about that. It's just truthfully, the game is about entertainment. It's not necessarily about how good you are.